And let's go to Cheryl in New Jersey and then Johan, who's calling from the UK. Yes, we have international callers also on the Right Perspective, and you can be one of them or a domestic caller. Is that it? Are they going to say that their callers to the Right Perspective are domestic terrorists? Is that what they're going to call us?
They'll come up with something when they want to get rid of you.
They'll
have the fight of their lives on their hands.
You know, white people are domestic. We have to get rid of these right-wing domestic terrorists, these militias. Ooh, but the Mohammedans, they're not terrorists. They're not. Oh, no, we're not. The terrorists are all here. There's no war on terror. You know, if you can't see the writing on the wall, if you can't see it, then you'll soon be up against the wall with a handkerchief covering your eyes facing a firing squad. Let's go to Cheryl in New Jersey. Welcome, Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hello, Frank. Hello, John.
Happy
Frank,
Rosh
you're sounding so much better this week. I'm so happy. I hope you took honey, and I hope you had a lot of garlic.
Send us some honey.
That's the way to do it. This is the time of year for honey. Dip your apples in honey.
Honey
it's
gelt.
Rosh Hashanah. It's for sweetness, a sweet, happy, healthy new year. A little prosperity would be much appreciated. Next week, I will not be calling in because it's Erev Rosh Hashanah, and it's just not proper to do anything but just to pay attention to the high holy days. And you know that I'll be praying for the good people, the people who tune into the Right Perspective. I hear that Johan is on the line.
Yeah.
Johan, you're always in my prayers. I send you my very best wishes, and I'll be praying for freedom.
Aye, aye, aye.
There you go, for freedom, for justice, and for the truth. And we will prevail. It will be very difficult, but we will come out of this. This too shall pass. These times shall be in the past as the memory fades of them. But you'll know that I'll be out there praying for the good times to just let them roll.
Oh,
let
yeah.
them roll.
All right. Well, we'll.
And I do want to say that his speech to the children, he said that the children have to take responsibility. Well, let us cancel the quotas, the diversity programs, and the affirmative action programs. Just take responsibility for yourself, and if you have to show that it's knowledge and studying and learning and working that's what's getting you ahead, then eliminate all these programs, and I want my money back from that.
Yeah,
and
I wish
in conclusion, John, you were saying about the guy who was released from Scotland to Libya.
Yeah.
My prediction is this. They'll say, oh, he had to go to the hospital. They'll say, and the media will back him up, oh, he's in the hospital. And then the next thing they'll say, well, he was terminally ill and he passed away. They'll bury some other corpse. And this guy will come out of the hospital in a new suit. That's Cheryl's prediction.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, why doesn't he tell half of his cabinet to take personal responsibility?
Exactly. Exactly. They're not responsible for anything. It's never their fault. They continue to bash Bush, and they say they inherited all
yeah.
of this. I don't want to keep your hand on hold. It's a long-distance call. A very happy new year. L'shana tova.
All right, Cheryl. We really appreciate it, and we'll keep the line warm for you.
Thank you.
So you can call again. Really appreciate it. Always good to hear from Cheryl. And we'll go to, as Cheryl mentioned, Johan. We haven't heard from him in a while. Johan, what's up?
Ah, who handed me, good friend?